Shall we turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 7, reading from verse 24 to the end of the chapter. Therefore, whosoever heareth these things of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew, and beat upon the house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these things of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. And this portion ends the Lord's teaching, which is called Sermon on the Mount. And these four verses speaks of the final judgment and how the Lord is concluding on his teachings in these three chapters. So, as we have seen yesterday, the Lord has the authority to judge. And in the yesterday's portion, we have seen that those who have outwardly shown the abundance of the activity in the name of the Lord. But today we see the overall, the life of man on which he has built and how that is going to be tested. And when it is tested, and how the result will be also given here. So in verse before the 21 that we have seen, from 15 to 19, about the corrupt tree and the good tree bearing forth good fruit and the evil fruit. That is, those who are working and outwardly showing different things, but their life is not corresponding to what it is supposed to be, characteristics of our Lord. But in verse 21 to 23, we see that there are people who show forth the power of God, but the source and the supply is coming from a different thing. And outwardly, they are also being or walk on the broader way and deceive the people, also influence the people to walk on broad way. But now here in verse 24 to 27, we see that now they both are, those problems are not there. The good fruit, bad fruit, or evil fruit, or working on the power of their own strength, or polluting, causing pollution to the work of the Lord. But here it is, both look as if they are believers, but, and how they build up their lives over a period of time. In verse 24 and 25, it speaks of a foundation which is laid on the rock. And 26 and 27, it is speaks of a foundation which is on the sand. And in these two comparisons, and we see, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him into a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And in verse 26, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. In these two verses, so only one difference is there. That is, they both are hearing the word of God, and one is showing obedience and doing those things what they have heard. And the second person, he also heard what the Lord has taught, but he did not do what the Lord has said. And that is the major difference. So it also now strikes us to our mind it is not only just hearing the word of God, but why it is important doing these things. And the doing is the only one which will remain and also build our work on the foundation which is called the rock. Otherwise, it is also, we are also thinking that we are building something, but it looks as if it is built on sand. And we also see that when the house is built, he talks about the foundation in both the places. One, it is on the rock, and the second place, it is on the sand. But while building the house, there are different materials which are used. And our Lord did not talk about those things. So obviously, I feel if your foundation is weak, and you cannot use very strong materials to build on the sand. And if you have a rock foundation, and you can raise a good structure, and you can build with good materials, and those materials also will remain. But if you are building on a sand, which is loose, you cannot really build anything, but you may feel that you are building something. But even if you use good materials, the sand, which has the foundation, is not in a position to take those materials to build upon that foundation. So accordingly, that the builder has to use different materials also. So the testing is done in both the places in the same way. And he said in verse 25, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, beat upon the house. And in verse 27, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell. And here in verse 25, it fell not. So the testing in both the cases, it is the same thing. So now the two major differences which we have noticed so far. One, in verse 24, the person, whatever he has heard, he did it. In verse 26, he has heard it, but he did not do it. So the one who did hear and also did it, and he started building on the foundation, the rock. And the one who has heard and did not do it, he also started building, but his building was based on the foundation called sand. So it is very difficult to hold anything on that sand. And here we see that when it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. So when it was tested, the materials withstood because it was founded on rock. The foundation has given the enough support to hold on to all the materials which were used to build the house. But in verse 27, and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Even if he has used good materials, but since the foundation itself is not right, it all fell off. So it was not a good thing. In both the places, now two differences. One, hearing the word and doing it. And one, the one who is not doing it. One person is called wise man, and another person is called foolish man. And the foundation correspondingly happened, which is on the rock. And also in the second point, the person has built it upon the sand. And the rock is something, one solid piece. And it is the one which can really withstand any amount of pressure, tempest, hurricane, flood, rain, wind. And it will also be tested, but it will remain same. But the sand, which has got really not enough coherent, that all particles are not made as one piece yet. So they are all loose. And when the wind blows or rain and all these hurricane comes and hit it, and it will be dispersed. It will blow off. And that is the reason it went off. So here we see the foundation which is built on the rock is the person on his hearing, on his doings of the precepts of the Lord, what the Lord has given him. It is an unwavered faith in the Lord. And also he has seen clearly the understanding why this life. So build something which will have the test, which will abide, which will stand the testing of God and will also receive the reward, and it will remain. But the other person did not see the foresight. And what happens? Why I need to be made, built as or built upon the rock? He did not see that. And then we see that ultimately he was considered as a foolish man, and everything, whatever he built, it is all gone. And then that time, even if we cry, nothing will happen. But then why did this wise man, what did he see the difference? He saw that there is a, in this, all these three chapters, the calling was to enter into the kingdom of glory, to rule along with the Lord Jesus Christ in the millennial period. And that wise man did understand that I was created by God, but when my forefather Adam and Eve has committed sin, and there is a separation between me and my God, the Creator, I, in my life so far, have not given the authority and the rights on my life to my Creator God, and I need to come back to Him, and I need to live for the glory of the Lord, and also I should love the fellowship and the relationship, and to be, abide with Him in all through my life, not only physically as well as I live here, but also in the coming dispensation, because there is no change in God. He was same yesterday, today, and forever. And to something of that new dimension, as Jesus Christ has opened the door in these three chapters, enlightened my eyes to see the different perspectives of the heavenly kingdom which is going to come in glory. Whereby, if I live properly, doing those things what He has commanded me, then there is a brighter future to live with Him forever and ever in glory and also in ruling, not as a servant. So that is the beauty which has really put His heart and sunk in His heart. And also, he was also like any other person. But so between sand and the rock, this is the difference. And Lord told when Peter was brought to Him in book of John's Gospel, chapter 1, and verse 39 onwards. He said unto them, come and see. They came and saw where He dwelt and abode with Him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak, followed Him, was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him that we have found the Messiah, who is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. When Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. So it is, now Peter's name was Simon Peter. And the Simon means sand. Peter means stone or a small rock. So the difference between Simon of sand and the stone was, when you put the sand and apply heat and also pressure, and it can be converted into stones. But whereas that is how it is, stones can be formed. But here in Matthew chapter 7, the difference between that foolish man and the wise man is this. And the one who built on a rock and the another one built on a stone or sand. So this person, after hearing to do all the commandments of God, what God has given him in his life, and any suffering or the persecution, any trouble which has come upon him, then he has determined in his heart that unless my heart, which wavers, which flows, which can really be difficult to hold on to that one point or one thing, and it always looks like water, it goes here and there, and that need to be brought back and brought into one unchanging focus in the life. That is my Lord and His plan, my life. and to hold on to that one, my every bit of my heart, and to be transformed into one stone-like nature, where with that nature, I can really be useful with an unwavering mind to commit my life to do the things of the Lord for His glory. So while doing so, all the things which we read in these 2.5 months has been His portion. He said, now there is a great reward for that. So I am not going to lose this reward at any cost. And whatsoever may come, and the way my heart needed to be focused and propelled by that wonderful plan and the purpose of God for my life upon the earth. And I will abide, and I will not only hear, and I will also do those things. But the other person, he did not follow that, because it involves a lot of trouble. So it when you are really wanted to follow God, even your own people will rage against you. You forget about the other people. So when you wanted to live a righteous life unto God, to live according to the life of God, what God is asking you, then even your own people will not like you all the time. But this man did suffer and bore all those things, bore the reproach and the shame for the sake of the name of the Lord, and allowed the process what God wanted to continue in his life to be converted from sand to that. And that is the foundation which he allowed to sink in his heart. Then based upon that one, he built it. And the Lord blessed that life. So the testing, so the wind blew, the rain descended, and it smote them, and it did not fall. So the life which now we all live, as we read in book of Psalms 90, 70 or 80 years old. And many of us, half of the life is already over. And the remainder of the life, and whatever the Lord was speaking to us, if we are eager to show obedience to those commandments, then the Father and the Son both will come and live in us, and they will continue to abide and lead and guide and strengthen our faith and increase our joy and give us that confidence that they are leading us to that heavenly kingdom. And the portions which we read, Matthew 5, 6, 7, normally it is not possible for any human being to do it. But when the Spirit is indwelling in us, and the Father and Son make an abode in us, and they supply the strength, because they are, and that is what they will also allow to come into our lives. And we start enjoying those wonderful nature which is contrary to the earthly and which is conforming to the heavenly. So these are people who have really built their houses on the foundation of rock. And there are three things which are required for all of us to do. One, a separation from the world. When you wanted to live in the world and you wanted to please God, that is not possible. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't go to work and all that. No. But in our heart, anything which is conformation to the world, our nature, that is what which will actually detrimentally not to be built our house upon the foundation, which is called the rock. And the second one, it is a self-judgment is required. And how I am walking with my Lord, whether my life is properly being done, or I am compromising in any matters which are not actually conforming to the plan and the will of God, or I am pursuing my will in many matters of my life and being living in a delusion that I am doing the will of God. Thirdly, that we need to read the word very carefully. So we cannot just read in 5 minutes one chapter, and today I have completed my portion, that is enough. You can do that, but we will miss a lot. When you read, is given enough time, sit together with him, take in the word, read carefully, compare the word with the different portions and where it is spoken, how it is spoken, what it means to my life. And in the synopsis of that, or the whole essence of it, and how I need it to apply in my life. So you understood, but if you don't apply, then it is no good for us again. And that is how he built his life. While doing so, understanding is easy. Knowing is easy, and allowing it to come into our heart is easy. But what we understood and allowed into our heart to apply outwardly in a practical life is the difficult part. That is where we are being changed into rock. And that is where we need to lay our foundation in everyday life. When we are compromising with the world, with the different things of the world which is going on, our interests are lying here and there, and including me, that we all speak of the politics and differently line up or different thought lines, theories, isms. But they all really brings a satisfaction to our emotional part of our heart. But when we are leaning towards more and more of those things, then actually we are causing loss to our spiritual life. And also our heart and soul, as we see different things which are happening in the world, and we feel that we can also enjoy those things, but those are also really actually harmful. Then to that kind of a separation, to build on a rock, Paul said in book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, "But I keep under my body and bring it unto subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be cast away." Cast away means here, I will be disqualified to entering into the millennial glory, or rejected. So Paul, he has got that kind of a thought in his heart. If I do not allow my body to be brought under the subjection of to do the will of God, there is a possibility that I will be cast away. So I don't want to allow that to happen in my life. So then what I need to do, wherever that wavery mind and going here and there and pulling in different directions of my life, I need to be brought under one goal, one focal point, that is to do how I should do the will of my God. For that reason, I beat my body black and blue. So then only I will be able to come under the subjection of the Lord. It is not that he is scourging himself. But when the situations allow, then he never tried to jump out of those situations or found ways to manipulate and to come out of those things. And whatever the way the Lord is pressurizing him to come under the subjection of the Lord, to transform the nature, not to move from a wavering mind to unwavering thought line towards God. So when we all of us have, if any problem or trouble comes upon us, then we try to run here and there, finding ways how to come out of it. Then we seek help from sometimes even externally, from other than God's source also. Those are all not bringing us or making us to build something upon the rock. Then book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. "But we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." So that is how he was conscious that he is judging whatever he is doing personally and whatever God has been using him to do the work of God. So I cannot do what I like it. But for that I can do that. But there is a reward for that. And I need to give an account to the judge. And whether it is good or bad, everything will be brought into the light. So at one time he said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if I had apprehended that which I also am apprehended of Christ Jesus." So I have not yet reached to that perfection. The process is going on. But I would like to pursue towards those things for which I have been apprehended, I am apprehended. But the time came in his life, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them that also that love his appearing. So now, the way I am supposed to live my life, I lived, I completed my course. And that is the confidence he has attained. By allowing the consciousness that how God is going to judge his work and his life. And we also see in book of Psalms 139, verse 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. Lead me into the way of everlasting. So he wanted to be conscious that if there is anything that which is not pleasing to God. So any of all these saints, when they lived their life under that consciousness of whether I am pleasing, my life is driven by my self-will or by the will of my master who has purchased me and delivered me from every kind of a penalty. For all of us, one of the dangers is we have a habit of justifying our actions even from the scripture. So they look good for us and we are thinking that they are right and they are as per the ways of the Lord. But unless we thoroughly read the word, understand the ways of the Lord and his dealings, there is a danger for all of us who may be feeling that though it is not the will of God, but we are supporting or justifying it is the will of God. And that is how we can be saved from billing from the sand, of the sand. So it is very, very important for us. So every day, they're spending enough time and meditating and understanding and what he is saying to us, and how I can bring it into my life, in experience, my living. That is the most critical part of our life to be built upon. Then the Lord will slowly build our lives accordingly to build something outside because we are allowing the work of the Lord inside. But when we don't do that time, we don't take that time and opportunity we don't use, then we don't see really the Lord can build something from us to be tested. So in a way it will stand. So it is very important for us. We cannot take any isolation, any portion or a passage in isolation and apply to our life, and the rest of the things we cannot just not connect it. Then it is easy to live such kind of a life, but that is not good for us. So I wanted to plead with all of you that there is no substitute, either any book or a commentary or a message, to spend enough time in reading the Word of God. Please read regularly the Word of God and spend enough time till you are satisfied with Him, that the Lord is speaking to you, that you are knowing something of really valuable thing of your heart. The Lord is speaking to your conscience, either something which you are not and the Lord is asking you to become, or something which you are doing and then you glorify the Lord, or something the Lord is promising you and you thank the Lord for the provisions. Like that, every day that you learn to spend time with Him and slowly build your walk step by step to walk with Him. Then when that life is built, then the testing will be done. It is not that then you have confidence than it is. But when you build in that manner, then the rain descended, the wind blew, and it smote the house, and it still remained. But any of these things is a separation from the world, not spending enough time with the Lord, and not judging ourselves whether we are properly doing or it is only my feeling and all, I am trying to justify my ways, whatever the way I am doing. Those all things brings us into delusion, and finally we will be weeping and crying. And there is another way that we can also test whether our building is on the sand or on the rock. It is the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 10 onwards. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay that it is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood and hay and stubble, and every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of that what sort it is. And if any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet as by fire. So here we see the type of the materials, and the foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ, the doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ, whatever he is told. But there the foundation itself, the man is trying to build something of the way he showed obedience to the commandments of the Lord. But here whatever the Lord has given, he is building it. But here we are talking about materials. Those materials, gold, silver and precious stones. And the other things are hay, wood and stubble. So the hay, wood and stubble are available upon the earth. And also it is comparatively cheaper when you compare to the price of gold, silver and the precious stones. And they are easy to acquire, find and gather and bring it in. And also they look big. But the precious stones like gold, silver and gold, silver and precious stones are under the earth. And you need to mining it, then quarry, then smelting, then the separation, then it should be brought out in a very nice way. So that is a very tedious job. And collecting all these wood, hay, stubble and all, very easy job. So if in our life we are looking at easy ways to find a reward in the presence of the Lord, that will not work. So you need to allow yourself to look into the deeper things which are hidden in the Word of God. And also spend enough time to dig those things out. And when you dig those things and out, then when you learn to apply in your lives, and they really change your life and will decorate your life and build beauty, spiritual beauty in your life. And when you go through the testing of the firing, they will still remain and also they will shine further. Either wood and hay and stubble, they will all be positive. So as believers, we are looking to adapt the ways what all others are doing, then we are building something with wood, hay and stubble. But we are looking for a separation, and the ways of only the Lord is prescribed in the scripture. Trying to work hard, spend time with him, and where the hidden things are written, and how I can dig them out, and how I can really polish them out, and how I can really allow them to be on my neck for a decoration, to glorify the Lord, to show forth the beautiful work which he has done in my heart. That will remain. That will not pass away. So when a person, in those three chapters, whatever God, Lord was teaching to us, they are all to be implemented or adapted and lived in our life. It is like finding where the mine is, digging, quarrying, smelting. All those processes are needed to be allowed in our life. And when we do not allow the Lord to touch our inward parts of our life, and we cannot expect any real change to happen, then we may die without any transformation of our life. We may try to build something, but that will all be tested and either burnt up or the rain descended, then the wind blew and it smote and it fell off. Nothing will remain. So when God has chosen all of us, called us, and with a special purpose, and that purpose is high and lofty, the calling is heavenly, the tabernacle is in heaven, citizenship is in heaven, and the inheritance is in heaven, the kingdom is heaven. So all those things should really settle in our hearts, and we need to march towards that. And whatever the price it demands that we need to pay, then we should be willing to do that.
What are the works of wood, clay and hay? What does it mean?
One common thing is they can be easily be collected or gathered. And also they are comparatively very cheap price. And they also look big, so which brings the satisfaction to the heart of a man when you see big things. The gold and the precious stones, they are very, very insignificant in the number, but they are very precious and also expensive. And you cannot really easily buy them, or you can easily not find them. They are beneath the earth. So when people are building big things, or great in numbers, and without any trouble of going through building up some inward, spiritual, deeper life in every believer, those things are all easy to do that. But if we have to live a separated life and allow the Lord and the Father both to live in our life, and led by the Spirit, everyday life, and learning to do what God wants in our life, it is a very difficult and separated life from the world.
Actually, brother, it is the work of the people. The evaluation of the work of the people through fire, right? So, the work of the people, how we will know that we are working on wood, means they are becoming like that hay or that kind of division, how we can know?
We can, we will be able to sense. Yeah, if the work is, you take the example of Paul and their ministry. In every place, wherever he went, and he did not find in a welcoming ways to into every city. And every city there is an opposition, trouble. And many places he was scourged, beaten, and he was led in hunger, and also there was not much guarantee for his life in many places, and he suffered a lot. But now if you see the people who are able to do things of God in a much easier way, and many people are being led to the walk in the broader ways, and not taught the Christian life is not only just the salvation, but we need to surrender our lives and allow the Lord to rule our lives. That is not taught much. So as soon as we tell the people that we should not be ruling our lives, but we should allow God to rule our life, people don't like it. People wanted to have their own freedom. They let God be their aside in their life, but not as a the functional authority in their life. So when you say that you can walk in the broader way in the world and with so much of compromise, and so many people will come. But when you say you need to operate from the world, in the world, whatever the world is doing, you cannot do it. It is not that we can force those things, but that is what the world is saying. Then the people don't like it. People say, I want to please God and I want to please world. But the Lord said, no man can serve two masters. A complete separation unto the Lord, and where there is preciousness is found. Where there is a mixture, then it looks big and is all formed with wood and those things will be burnt off. So when there is a mixture, when there is no separation, that will not stand any testing before the Lord.
But he himself will be saved. Only he can save himself.
Not the world. He will have the eternal life. He will not go to hellfire.